All righty, welcome everybody. Today is Thursday, December 30, 2021 at 10 a.m. This is our second regularly scheduled Commissioner's Court meeting this month for Upshur County. The time is 10 a.m. If I didn't already say that, Mr. Jay Miller couldn't be with us today. He's stranded somewhere. But we do have a quorum that's present, so we're going to proceed with this meeting. First thing we're going to do is ask that Mr. Gene Dolly say the prayer and that Mr. Nicholson lead us in the pledges.
Heavenly Father, we love you and praise you, and we thank you this morning for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us and for another day to serve you and work in our professions. And we ask you, dear Lord, to be in this meeting today and help us, dear Lord, to do what is right for all. Help us to help Upshur County and see that it goes forward and helps all the citizens that live here. And we pray, dear Lord, that you bless the United States of America and Texas. We ask that you bless our military and our law enforcement that protect us and that are challenged every day and their lives are on the line every day. We pray that you be with them, protect them, help them, guide them as they protect us. Thank you for all that you do. We love and praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one
state,
under God, one, indivisible.
Ms. Regina, has anybody signed up to speak?
No.
All right, number two, consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of previous meetings, B, payroll changes, C, the payroll, D, budget amendments, E, accounts payable, F, except for recording, the following: auditor reports, treasurer's reports, bonds, oaths, deputation, certificate, state and county taxes summaries, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Make a motion to approve stated items A through F.
Second.
Motion in 2 seconds to approve items 2A through F. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Number three, discuss and take action to appoint one or more members to the Emergency Services District Boards number 1 and 2. Since number one's listed on here first, it's my understanding we're losing a good board member to the ESD number 1, David Tackett.
Lives in the wrong place.
Lives in the wrong place. And the next guy that's up is Mr. Mike Fennell. And we told Mr. Fennell last time this was up that he would be second in line behind Scott Mishnick. And we appointed Scott. Now we have to fill one more slot. And I'm going to recommend we appoint Mike Fennell. I think that'd be the thing to do. He's a degree. He's an educated fireman and has all the bells and whistles and has been in fire protection forever. And he's in Glenwood Fire Department. So I think there's a lot of reasons he ought to be appointed. So I'll take a motion if y'all are so inclined as to ESD number 1.
I make a motion that we appoint Mike Fennell to the ESD number 1 to replace the person that's leaving.
Second.
Motion and a second. We appoint Mike Fennell to the ESD Board, Emergency Services District number 1. Any further discussion?
You said it was David Tackett who's replacing.
Correct.
Okay.
And David just doesn't live in the new, what's left of ESD number 1 anymore.
How long a term is this for?
It'll be 2 years.
Is it two?
What?
2 years?
Term.
On the board, 2 years?
Two-year term.
Yeah, two-year term. Having a motion and a second, those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. The second one we're going to do, still within three, is We have to totally reappoint all the new board members to the new Emergency Services District number 2 because the people that's on there now's terms expire due to the nature of their appointments when we created the ESD number 2. And it's proposed that we appoint Bubba DeBerry to a 3-year term, Kenny Hankins to a 3-year term, Trevor Larrington to a 2-year term, Terry, is it Tony or Terry?
Tommy.
Tommy Whitaker to a 2-year term and Greg Price to a 2-year term. And I was told by Mr. Bubba DeBerry, who's in the know on these matters, that we do need to reappoint all 5 of them to the staggered terms that we've just listed.
That's correct.
Okay.
I make a motion we approve the stated names that have just been stated.
Second.
Motion and a second that we appoint to the ESD number 2, Bubba DeBerry to a 3-year term, Kenny Hankins to a 3-year term, Trevor Larrington to a 2-year term, Tommy Whitaker to a 2-year term, and Greg Price to a 2-year term. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Number 4, discuss and take action to assign the cleaned out room at the Rock Building to the maintenance department for the storage of tools, equipment, and supplies, and assign the room that is presently used by the maintenance department to the sheriff for use as his meeting and training room. Gene, you want to explain that to us?
Yes, sir. There's some difficulties in the making that room a meeting room due to the restroom facilities. So Gene Kurtzinger and the sheriff came up with another suggestion that's going to work out even better. There will be no need to have to deal with the restroom facilities. Mr. Kurtzinger has agreed to finish out what lacks over at the room that we cleaned out. There's some weak places in the floor and some other cosmetic things he's got to do over there he's going to take care of. Then he's going to put a wall and a door where he can put his the cleaning supplies, toilet papers, tubes, things like that, and he can lock it. Then the ag people will have free access to come and go as they please, will not interfere with Gene whatsoever. He's also going to build them a chef area there where they can put their samples and mail or whatever people bring in, and that way they won't be having to use Judge Main's office to leave their samples and all. He's going to fix up a place for them there. And then the sheriff's department is going to fix up the room that's right close to their office down here. It's air conditioned, heated, very nice. And Gene's making an itemized list of stuff that we can either auction or dispose of. He's getting that ready for us. The sheriff is going to make a meeting room out of it, fix it up. He will have the calendar on it. And I think you said, correct me if I'm wrong, Sheriff, that people could get with you and use it, and as long as they cleaned it up and took care of your equipment, you had no problem with that whatsoever.
No, I didn't, absolutely.
So this is what this is about. I think it's a very workable solution, and I think it's a benefit to the county because it is big enough to hold, I'd say, at least 50 or 60 people in there for a meeting, and it'd be very nice.
Ms. Connie, do we have the funding to do these remodels and his budget?
I haven't gotten a price on that, but I would say we do, because he's got, Gene has money in his budget, but we've also got the contingency for capital improvements.
Okay.
And I budgeted.
So this won't affect nothing that he already has planned?
No, sir, because if needed, we can use some of the capital improvement contingency for it.
So there's going to be no budgetary issues?
Sir, it won't cause any budgetary issues.
And, you know, I'd like the record to reflect that Mr. Gene Kruxinger's worked hard on this, and I want to thank the Sheriff, Larry Webb, and Chief Deputy Hazel. They have really put a lot of work and effort into getting us where we are that didn't cost us anything. That Rock Building, we need to keep powdering it up. It's just, it's a big, and Gene too, Gene for taking the lead on getting all that junk out of there. It was just bad. So I guess we'll take a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the room at the Rock Building that's been cleaned out for the maintenance department to, for their storage and tools and equipment and supplies. And I'll make a motion also that the building that the building maintenance is now using be assigned to the sheriff for his calendar and to make a meeting room for his training facilities and what he needs it for.
Second for both.
Motion and a second that we assign the cleaned out room, which is on the southeast corner of the Rock Building, to the maintenance department for storage reasons, and that we assign the present room being used by the maintenance department down by the Justice Center to the sheriff's office for use as a meeting and training room. Any further discussion?
Gene, did I understand you say that it was going to be remodeled partly to accommodate some use by the extension office? I think you said something about some samples or shelves or something.
Oh, okay. It's it's hard. It's the way that's designed down there.
Right.
When he puts his wall in, there's going to be a hallway.
Okay.
And right now, when people bring samples and things in, they have nowhere to put it. So they've been carrying it to the JP's office, and they don't really have a place to put it either. But he's going to fix a shelf. And basically, it's just putting up. Gene can explain what he's going to do.
I think that's what samples, the dirt.
Dirt samples.
Yeah, that's what he's asking, what kind of samples.
Oh, what kind of samples? It's soil samples, and sometimes they bring plants in, want to know what kind of plant it is and stuff like that. And they can put it there and tag it, and then they can get back with them on it.
So it's going to be remodeled for a place to leave soil samples and plants for identification.
Right.
Agricultural use.
Big one.
Agricultural samples.
Agricultural,
okay.
Right.
All righty. Any further discussion on four? Those in favor, please indicate. Motion passes 4-0. Number five, discuss and take action to accept for recording the polling locations for the March 1, 2022 primary election and to set the early voting locations and times for March 1, 2022 primary election. Now, here's all I want to say about that. I like everything our elections administrator here has done. She has done a lot of work. And so the thing we need to just keep in mind, she's got listed all the places where you can go vote in the primary. And Philip, we'll give you a copy of this, so you'll have it. And then early voting, she proposes, will be from February 14 to February 18, 2022, from 8 to 5. And February 22 through February 25, 2022, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And make a note that there won't be any voting on February 21 because of President's Day. But the thing I want you to make a note, we're going to have try to do early voting here at the courthouse, like in the good old days. But we have to keep an eye on this
COVID.
Omicron COVID surge, which I think is going to be wide and broad, but probably not as bad. You know, they're saying it's not as bad. But anyway, if we have to, the court can change this to out at the Civic Center. If things get so bad between now and then.
Do we need to go ahead and reach out to the Civic Center?
Yes.
To see if we can possibly softly secure these days. That way we don't, if something happens.
That would probably be a good idea. And I think they charged us last year.
They did.
Any cost could be covered by
the grant. So basically we need them to send us a quote.
Mm-hmm.
That way we have a budgetary and then let them know.
I think that would be less pressure for elections.
Okay.
And they would have an alternate. So.
And then they probably want to know a month ahead. Mm-hmm. So put it on the agenda a month ahead if we're going to move it or not.
Yeah, and
I don't know how far out do we got it.
Well, no, as long as they don't rent the facilities to somebody
else. I didn't know legally how far out we got to notify if we're changing the polling early voting location.
I don't know the answer to that.
So we might find that out.
Yeah, we will.
But I do know that they use the Civic Center for jury selection for district court still. So it is tied up on some days. So the sooner we reach out, I don't know if you want to just assume you want to use the Civic Center.
Might be
something else to feel like.
Lori's doing redistricting. We can't vote on that anyway. We have to bring that back for the next.
But let's keep our fingers crossed that we can do it here, like tradition says. That's what we're going to hope. But I mean, if it gets into an emergency situation, we can do something different.
And we might as well put a deposit down, secure it.
Yeah, I have no problem.
And then, you know, worst case scenario, we might lose a deposit, but we can still secure it.
I have no problem.
So, we need a vote then.
Yeah, I did it last year.
On number 5, to record the polling locations and the dates, times, and places of early voting. Number 5.
I make a motion to set the recording of the polling location for the March 1st, 2022 primary election to set early voting locations and times for the March 1st, 2022 primary election.
Second.
Motion and a second that we accept for recording the polling locations for the March 1, 2022 primary election. And to set the early voting locations and times for the March 1, 2022 primary election. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Uh-huh.
Motion passes 4-0, and Ms. Harrell's down there working hard today. And said she'll be working all day tomorrow, probably from home, to try to keep up with these deadlines she's under. So.
This does not authorize making this deposit for the Civic Center.
No, this is a discussion.
This don't have nothing to do with the Civic Center. That's just a
discussion of what leads us to do all her work.
That's your ace in the hole in case the problem gets to bed. You can't go here, right?
Yes.
If
it gets to wherever the governor says, look, we're going to have to go back to social distancing, then we may need to move this to the Civic Center.
Okay.
And
basically, we're going to work on the dates and make sure that we can secure it if we have to as Plan B.
Okay.
All righty.
I'm going to step out.
Mr. Nicholson needs to step out for items 6 and 7. Number 6, discuss and take action to seek bids for road and bridge materials, gas and diesel, plant mixed asphalt, refined road oil, and emulsified asphalt, pug milling, and riprap rock. Mr. Jordan.
This is normal procedure every year. We go out for bids. Usually we do it a little bit later. Wanted to do it a little bit quicker this year, so maybe we can beat some inflation that I figure is going to hit after the first of the year. So I ask you all to allow us to go out for bids on these stated items.
I make a motion that we seek the bids for road and bridge materials, gas and diesel, plant mixed asphalt, refined road oil, and emulsified asphalt, pug milling, and riprap rock.
Second.
Motion and a second that we let out for bids for the following road and bridge materials, gas and diesel, plant mixed asphalt, refined road oil, and emulsified asphalt, pug milling, and riprap rock. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Yeah.
Motion unanimously passes 3-0, with one commissioner absent through no fault of his own and one having to abstain by law. Number 7, discuss and take action to seek bids for road and bridge materials, commercial base.
We've run into a problem with the grant several times, being able to get limestone base. I'm wanting to go out for bids for commercial base, which is a granite-based stone instead of a limestone-based stone. It's far superior to the iron ore base that we have around here. But
way superior, yeah. Way.
This is simply because the limestone base comes out of a quarry out of Houston, and Union Pacific is giving our supplier fits, being able to maintain the train supply that we're demanding for the grant. Limestone base comes from, or the commercial base comes from a different quarry where they're not having the railroad problems. So I ask y'all to allow me to go out for bids on commercial base. This will give us a backup plan for our base on the Grand Rapids.
I make a motion that we allow Road and Bridge to seek bids for materials of commercial base.
Second.
Most and a second that we let out for bids the provision of commercial base material for our roads. And you're saying you're primarily trying to look at getting some flex base.
That's the direction I'm wanting to use the far superior to the iron ore base.
That flex base is good stuff, and I think anybody that knows anything about it. So we're just going out for bids. That's not a promise to everybody. Everybody's going to get that. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Again, motion unanimously passes 3-0, with one commissioner having to abstain by law and one being absent.
When you say this isn't a guarantee we're going to get it, does that mean, Andy, that you'll get this if you can't get the limestone base? Is that the deal?
I'll choose between the two, yes.
Okay.
Number 8. Discuss and take action to approve the purchase and installation of security cameras at the courthouse and to approve the payment of related costs to be paid out of the courthouse security fund. Sheriff, was this your issue?
Well, it was brought to my attention.
By you?
No, sir.
Okay.
We started looking into it and getting bids for it. Obviously, there was concern. And they were looking at wanting to put the cameras on the up here that can be monitored by the courthouse security while he's here. And that monitor would be placed at his desk where he's currently at. And then we would have the cameras on this floor, the second floor, and the first floor, and in different locations. And that would be wired back to where he's at, where it could be monitored. The bid that we got from Gilmer Tech was $4,015.90. That would be for the audio cameras, or the cameras, the desktop monitor, or the desktop computer, the 24-inch monitor, and installing all the materials.
So we're talking about a monitor for Larry's desk. And then the cameras on this floor, the second and fourth floors, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Is there money in the security fund to do this?
Yes, sir. There's about $9,800 remaining. So this would use about half of what's remaining.
Now, Sheriff, I have a question. This is off subject on this deal. When you do this, do we need to build a glass partition when you come up the stairs where his desk is right now? That way nobody can snag the monitor or mess the wires or stuff like that? Or you think it'd be okay just sitting it on his desk where he's at? Because, you know, you walk up the stairs out there, his desk is all open and everything else.
It could be okay. We could do a petition there. We just have to look at it. I'm not sure about adding any building or any of that if that meets the historical committee's stuff. I don't know if there's an issue with that. Obviously, there's a lot of things we can't do with the courthouse because of that.
Yes, sir. I didn't know if you looked into that.
But it shouldn't bother. We have that installed now down at the Justice Center for monitor with the cameras and things that they can also monitor from their desk there, too.
Okay.
You talking about something like a plexiglass?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take a motion.
I'll make it to approve the purchase and installation of security cameras at the courthouse and to approve the payment of related costs to be paid out of the courthouse security fund.
Second.
Motion and a second. We approve the purchase and installation of security cameras at the courthouse for the payment of same to be made out of the courthouse security fund. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Number 9, discuss and take action to approve the Upshur County certification pay policy that otherwise would have been effective 12/31/2021. I've been led to believe personally, I don't want to discuss this today because we don't have time, because me and Mr. Sheriff Webb have to go see a man about a dog. So, there's a lot of people that want this for various reasons. There's a lot of people that don't want it for various reasons. And I think we need to just let all the stakeholders give input to this, anybody that wants to be a stakeholder, and we need to talk to our TAC legal counsel and be sure whatever we do is legal. But the evil we're trying to overcome, particularly in the Sheriff's Department and in the Road and Bridge, is to be able, what we wish we could do that's not in the current policy is immediately give certification pay to people hired in between budget years. But I think one of y'all should just make a motion to table it and cooler heads prevail. I mean, the heads are cool. I didn't mean they weren't cool.
Yes, sir.
And just, you know, let all the stakeholders lay a little kindling on the fire and just see what everybody thinks. And so, and you're okay with tabling this, Sheriff?
Yes, I am.
And Andy Jordan's okay. Andy Jordan would need to be at the party. The sheriff's representatives would be. I'd like somebody from the treasurer's office there. Miss Connie Williams.
Yourself.
Maybe.
Gonna be one.
Yeah. He's attorney.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. So, need a motion.
I make a motion that we table item number 9 and to the interest, the parties that are affected by this can meet with the judge, the auditor, treasurer's department, and others that may be involved, legal departments, and then at some future bring it up again.
Second.
Most and a second, we lay on the table the certification pay policy, which means we're not changing the certification pay policy at this time. And y'all need to decide, we can have one commissioner at these meetings, so y'all decide which one.
I'm like Gene, you are also attorney, and I think there's some issues that attorney's eye needs to.
I think one of you guys needs to be it. Y'all ain't got to decide that today, but y'all know how the deal is. I can't talk but to one of you guys at
right.
a time.
Are you going
to
be there?
I'll be there.
Okay.
I'll be there and square.
You said he was you're tabling it until the affected party can meet with the judge.
Yeah. Right. Well, this will be brought back at another time with notice to everybody. Yes, ma'am.
Is this certification only pertaining to the sheriff and the road and bridge?
Okay, no. Right now it is.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I just want to tell everybody something. I understand where this is going.
I just asked a question.
Yeah, I'm not lecturing you. This is for the everybody, a lot of them that ain't here, okay? We're not going to get anywhere fighting. Well, how come Judge Potter gets to go first and Mama fix his plate of beans and I have to wait till the 17th one in line, so maybe we're never going to start the meal? Okay, so I realize, this court realizes we're all sacrificing, but they're a little different because we're having trouble keeping qualified jailers down here. We even had a court clerk leave to go be a jailer at another county for $10,000 more. And so right now the sheriff is not able to hire like a master peace officer in between budget years without making a special exception here. And it puts him in a bind trying to attract officers. Same thing with Mr. Jordan. Mr. Jordan has a little more leeway because he's getting some funding from the ARPA grant. And so we administer that. But that's a good question, needs to be talked about. And you can be at the meeting too. Any stakeholders ought to have their say.
I just asked, let me tell you why. I'm a master clerk. I'm a judge now. But is she's certified?
Yes.
And I'm just saying that because, and I'm sure a lot of the other clerks in other areas are certified. I told my ladies, don't bother getting certified because it's not going to help you. It never helped me. Once I got certified, it's never helped me in all the years that I was certified. So I told them not to get certified. And Philip, don't print this.
Well, now wait a minute, if it's in public.
I,
know, but that's rubbish.
Please don't. I mean, I'm just saying this because of the court. And so.
But it does give you the knowledge whether you get it or not.
It gives you the knowledge. I learn every time I go to school. And I say this because I encourage my clerks to go to school every single year because they learn something every time they go to school. And every time they take a webinar, they learn something. So I encourage them to do this every time. And I learn something every time I went. So I encourage them to do it, but I told them there's no sense in taking this test. It's not going to help you. Just keep going to school and keep learning. And that's the only reason I asked that question.
Okay.
I can believe that.
I'd really rather have this debate later. Go ahead, Mr. Jordan.
I'll just say, to clarify the main thing this is about, right now if I hire a CDL driver or the sheriff hires a jailer or someone after October, we don't get it until we have to carry that person until October. And the biggest problem is people getting a CDL or having a CDL or a master peace officer's license and holding them until October.
Right. I understand your problem.
So that's where this came up from.
Well, the county used to have a policy that allowed y'all to do that. And then that policy was changed years ago. You know, so.
If I'm not making sure that I'm understanding, what you're saying is that if you hire somebody with a certification, they can't get that certification pay until the new fiscal year budget takes effect.
October 1st,
am I right?
October 1st.
After October 1st, correct.
But the county has done this before.
Yeah, you can always bring in a guy and say, we've got Albert Einstein here willing to work. We want to make an exception for him to get certified pay the day he's hired. You can do that, too.
I'm talking about the county.
Yeah, I mean, but,
policy.
Right, but we can still, if we had to, can still doctor it. But we all give up things to serve, folks. That's all I'm saying. You know? I don't know how to answer that, really.
It sounds like the time element is the big
yeah. Right? There's a bunch of legal restraints on how you spend budgeted money.
Yeah,
it's part of the deal. So Ms. Williams isn't in a position to tell us, oh, go ahead and pay for this and that when it wasn't budgeted at the last budget. Yes, ma'am. Hold on.
Judge, if we could, because this is a really important policy to a lot of employees potentially. I think it's really great to form a committee, but I'd like to have a policy in place before we start the budget season.
Yes.
Because it could impact how we budget going forward.
Yes.
So I think you're going
to arrange the meetings.
I think that you'll see a lot of interest in those meetings happen real fast.
The sooner the better, because if we have a problem with starting the budget season in March, April, March, so if we have a policy in place then,
I think some of our department heads would like to get this done yesterday, so I don't think this is going to, this is going to go away. But we have to remember we're all family and we love each other in Upshur County. That's the first thing I said when I walked through that door before y'all gave me the oath. If I didn't love all of y'all, I wouldn't be up here.
That's right.
I guess I wouldn't. This is my home, and I certainly ain't doing this job for the high pay y'all are giving me. Okay? All right. Next, motion to adjourn.
No.
Oh, we didn't vote to table it?
Well, we also got another agenda item, too.
Okay, sorry. But did we vote to table this?
No, we did not.
No, not yet.
But wasn't there a motion in a second?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but we got to vote.
Those in favor of putting this issue on the table of certification pay, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 4-0. Oh.
We got a second item.
Remember, the next is a second item, which is an addendum. Number one, discuss and take action to approve the Sheriff Department building a gun range at the Pug Mill for officer training. Sorry about that, Sheriff.
No, this is something that we've been thinking about for quite a while. The current range that we use out of Midway is starting to become an issue, starting to become run down on private property. We can't do any improvements on it for certain things like that. So I've gotten with Mr. Andy here, and he has offered a spot on cottonwood that would be able to fit it. We're asking if y'all would allow us to use that place.
Now, Sheriff, have you done any study with EPA on what opening a gun range is going to do to the land?
I haven't had anything deal with the EPA.
Because with the lead of the shells, that property will be deemed pretty much waste now.
Yeah.
And so I don't know how that's going to affect us with the Pug Milling out there, mining dirt and everything else. Because once you shoot one bullet, that is considered now environmentally non-friendly.
Yeah.
So well, that's.
I know the requirements that we don't meet requirements under the government code or the local government code dealing with opening ranges here in Upshur County, just due to the population. I haven't run across anything with EPA. I know that there's been several people that put up several ranges out here throughout the county.
Yes, sir.
That have gun ranges and operate these ranges. So that's not a question that I've had to come up with.
That's just my concern is the lead.
I think there's a gun range out Diana area in your precinct, if I'm not mistaken. I think it's been challenged by the neighbors and all, and they have nothing they can do about it. And I don't think Andy's going to be getting the dirts off of the berm where they're shooting their bullets to carry out and put on the road. I don't see that happening, so I don't think there'd be a problem.
Sheriff, did you well know the Hillman Police have a gun range? I've seen it a time or two. Chief Police Kate took me out there. But if for some reason you can't use that one out by the old city,
it becomes an issue of us being able to have accessibility to it at times. That's one of the reasons why we're looking at our own thing.
You've got some possible, very substantial donors, and that's all I'm going to say, thinking strongly about helping you do this, and you need a vote of support from us so you can tell those sorts of folks the commissioner's court is behind the idea of helping us put in our own gun range. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, sir, it is.
And so when the time comes, if this comes to pass, you would just need to be sure we get EPA certified. No different than building a house. You have to have a plumber to sign off and this and that.
Well, so, I think before we move forward, we need to find that out first, because that is our Pug Milling
facility. Right, I mean, but it would allow him to start gathering money, so at least he wouldn't say, well, my commissioner's court's against this. And then you can give the money back to the donors. You just keep it separate if it doesn't come to pass. So this is very, very, very preliminary, you know, but that's why it's on the agenda.
Yeah, I make a motion that we approve the Sheriff's Department building a gun range at the Pug Mill for officer training. And I'm sure the sheriff and Andy will check all the requirements before they get involved and go forward with it.
And as long as it meets all federal and state regulations.
And it does not void that property.
And so it does not.
If open that gun range voids that property, makes it.
Well, then we couldn't do it.
They did out there, but I'm saying the county could do it, but that property would no longer be viable to the county.
Okay.
As long as that does not affect the property.
What I'm hearing is if you're going to approve building, as long as it meets federal and state regulations, it does not void the usage of the property for the Pug Mill. Am I right?
As long as it's, yes.
That's a fair statement.
Okay.
Yes.
That's a fair statement.
Because of the environmental issue, because of the lead.
That would be under EPA.
Yes, right? Sir. Yeah.
And the Texas Environmental, whatever they are, commission.
Yeah, Texas, I know who you're talking about, certain Q at the end.
They call them TCEQ train wreck.
I think it's Texas Commission on Environmental Quality.
You got it.
TCEQ, uh-huh.
If it's stated that way, can you live with it?
Yeah, as long as you don't.
Okay, that's why I'm going to take the motion.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll make the second.
Motion and a second. We approve the sheriff's office building a gun range at the Pug Mill for officer training, so long as it meets all federal and state regulations and does not void the property for use by the county as a Pug Mill.
Yes, or don't make it environmental.
Yeah, and it doesn't create an environmental hazard. Those in favor of that, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously, 4-0. Now, can I take a motion to adjourn?
Yes, sir.
Motion to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion a second that we adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned. Thank you for coming.